It's time for this week's Focus on Business. In part two of Tom Martin's conversation with Gretchen Brown, who is retiring after 32 years at the helm of Hospice of the Bluegrass, big changes under her watch in the profession of providing dignity.
You began with hospice in 1982, and as I understand it, only 4 short years later, you were pretty instrumental in helping to add hospice care to Medicaid as a Medicaid benefit. That doesn't happen overnight. Was this on your to-do list from the outset, or did it happen rapidly?
It was actually on my to-do list pretty soon after we started getting paid. So many of our patients either had private insurance or they were essentially indigent in that they were either medically, they had lost their income or didn't have money to certainly to pay for our services. So that was high on the list.
It's been almost 30 years now since that happened. What sorts of impacts, what happened as a result of adding hospice to Medicaid?
Well, the really important thing is that those folks that were either medically indigent or indigent begin to get the same services that everybody else did. Hospice is a very comprehensive set of services. So not only does it pay the staff that goes out and does visits primarily in the patient's home, nurses, social workers, chaplains, aides, personal care aides, or we call them hospice aides that do some light homemaking and also personal care, baths, shampooing people's hair, that kind of thing, and coordinating the volunteers. It pays for all their drugs related to the terminal illness, their supplies, any kind of medical supplies, and durable medical equipment.
It sounds to me as if the service that you delivered or you're delivering in these cases has to do a lot with dignity, a lot with increasing the quality of the end-of-life experience. Is that a way to put it?
Right. That's what hospice is really about, is letting the folks that are going through this determine how they want the end of their life to be. It's not like we have a set agenda. Now we have, you know, a box of tools, and particularly in pain and symptom management, and also in teaching family members and others how to care for the patient. But the biggest thing that people fear are a couple of things: losing control. Certainly, they've lost control of their body. Nobody would be choosing to go through a serious illness. So we try to mitigate that by acting as consultants or guides and talking about what may have worked for others if they don't know exactly what they want, so that they continue to be able to make those choices.
How do you and other professionals in the field balance protecting yourselves from becoming emotionally involved in that while at the same time providing sensitive, thoughtful care in a professional way?
People are always saying, you know, oh, you work with hospice? I couldn't do that. Or how do you do that? And the way I like to think about it is we are not responsible for the problem. You know, we don't make people sick. They come to us, and it's such a privilege to be able to make life better for them and their families by giving them the resources, the Medicare benefit, the counseling, the support, the 24-hour backup, helping them plan how they want the remaining days to be. So, you know, we don't really find it depressing. That doesn't mean it's not sad when people die, and it is, of course. But the fact that you have made this experience not a terrible, painful one is very gratifying. I can't even count the number of times that people have talked about in thank you letters or conversations what a wonderful time of their life it was to be with someone they loved that was dying.
Gretchen Brown retires this month as president and CEO of Hospice of the Bluegrass. Tom Martin's Q&A series appears biweekly in the Business Monday section of the Lexington Herald Leader. Technical support for this broadcast is provided by Dynamics Productions, online at dxaudio.com.